Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration.
Good morning, campus community. Thank you so much for joining in another podcast of I Do Declare. I am your host for today, Tabitha Riley, and I know it's cloudy outside today, but the sun is definitely shining in the studio. We have one of our own, Mr. Ryan Breda, joining us today. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing well, Tabitha. The weather is not really the best today, but yeah, we're living.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is so great to have you here in the studio. Definitely looking forward to speaking with you today.
Yeah, no, likewise. Same to you.
How are you feeling?
Very loaded question. Everything's good. You know, I'm kind of in like a stage of my life right now where it's like I'm preparing for grad school. I'm trying to get through the semester too. I can't believe it, like we're almost done with February.
I know. Time is just moving so fast right now.
Yeah. And that's what I definitely feel that too as like a second semester senior. So
absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and get into it, Ryan. So I know that you're a senior this year. So congratulations. I'm sure you're super excited. I also know that you're a journalism and digital media major, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. So what are some of the factors involved in your decision to study journalism and digital media? Like, how did you come to declare that as your major?
Yeah, so when I was applying to schools, I knew I wanted to do news or sports journalism, especially news more. I wanted to do news more because of everything that was going on in the world. The 2020 election was just starting, a lot of world issues that were happening, and I wanted to help be a part of that. I came to Montclair. I started out actually as communications, and I was like, okay, like I know I want to get into journalism, but how do I do that? So then when the pandemic hit, I went straight into journalism and I got involved right away, whether it was with like radio, TV, Montclair News Lab, Montclairian, did a little bit of all those things. And I had a passion for journalism. I wanted to tell stories and be a part of that kind of change and impact. And I've had many experiences, whether it's last year, I went to New Orleans covering the raging storms. That was awesome. And then I had an internship last semester too. So it's been an amazing journey in regards to journalism wise.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Like incredible opportunities for you. So congratulations on all of that. That's so amazing. So in thinking about, you know, getting involved, you know, on campus, deciding what your major is, tell me what it is that you love. And also, I want to know about the challenges that you think about when it comes to the journalism and digital media program here at Montclair State.
What I love about the program is just that everyone, one, wants to help each other and everyone wants to get you involved. As soon as you, at least for my freshman year, we had like a whole meeting of all the students in College of the Arts. And they kept saying, you know, get involved. And here's all the clubs that like you could join or be a part of. That stuck out to me right away. And I'm like, wow, the network here is amazing. And it's definitely tighter than other schools, right? And I think something that's challenging about journalism is that you have to be willing to do this every single day of the year in a way. And it's like your work never stops. Like you could be up until 3 o'clock in the morning doing a story. And that's something where it's like, it definitely takes a toll. But if you're passionate about this industry, you will make it happen.
Absolutely. It's interesting you say that because when I think about, you know, my major, like being a theater major and being in the arts, it's sort of kind of the same. Like you have to put all this time and energy, but you don't think about it as work because it's something that you're passionate about and it's something that you love. So I think that's definitely amazing and something that our listeners can benefit from to know that, you know, if it's something that you love, you don't have to work for it, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. So what are some of the successful characteristics of journalism and digital media major? So whether it's your peers or maybe people that you know of that are already in the field.
I have a lot of friends who've had the experience of just like interning in, you know, at NBC, ABC, all that type of stuff. And then also like being a journalism major, there's a lot of transferable skills that you could bring to like to the table, whether, so for me, for example, right, I decided that I want to go into higher education. I could bring those transferable skills of journalism, of communication, just organizing, et cetera, to the table there. And I think a lot of journalism too, it's, you're getting a lot of people skills as well. You're able to like talk to so many people. You're able to tell, you know how to tell stories. You know, everyone has a purpose in their life. And I think that should be shared. And whether you're in journalism or not, you're able to become a storyteller and learn more about the community that we live in. And that's something that I've noticed with like my peers, my friends, colleagues, even in the higher ed field too.
Absolutely. And you said something very important, transferable skills. And I think a lot of times when we thinking about our majors and what we want to do after we graduate from college, we don't necessarily think about what skills have I obtained or learned during my collegiate journey that's going to carry me, you know, into the world. And I think it's important to recognize that transferable skills can take you very far. It can take you into many different industries, regardless of what your major is. is in undergrad. So for yourself, journalism and digital media, but now you want to go into higher education. And I think that's amazing that the skills that you've learned can go across various disciplines.
Right.
So thank you so much for sharing that with us. What are some of the most helpful services and even resources you've taken advantage of here at Montclair?
But I think the student life is the most important resource that I've had, because I was at a place my freshman year where it was like, hey, Montclair, I'm not far. I live like about 35 minutes away. But, you know, and I had a group of people, but I didn't have like that sense of like belonging yet. And I was debating transferring. I'm not going to lie. I debated going, looking at other universities and seeing the student life that they had there. But then I found my fraternity, for example, right? That was there for me. I was able to reach out to just like the campus partners, University College, where we work now. And I was able to find those group of people and the radio station. I was a part of WMSC for quite some time. So being able to be a part of those communities, those groups really helped me decide like this is the place for me. And I was able to grow there as soon as, you know, midway through my freshman year, like in the first semester, I was like, okay, like this is my home. And I think the best resource is the campus. And when you find your people and you find your place, that's the best thing you could have or do.
So let me ask you this, because you stated that you were thinking about transferring because you didn't feel a part of the community. How did you come to know about these other organizations on campus, and how did you get involved? Was it the people that you were hanging around? Did you hear about it from your class, maybe your academic advisor? So if you can share a little bit of that.
Yeah. So the first thing right away, as soon as I came to Montclair, I had a friend who I went to high school with who was starting a fraternity. And like, I knew I wanted to get into Greek life like when I came to Montclair. But I was talking to him and he was saying like how he was like starting this fraternity on our campus. And I was like, wow, like I want to be a part of that. So immediately I got involved right away. Then, you know, I wanted to be on air some sort. I wanted to be like an on-air personality. So I started to go to WMSC meetings, and I was there every Wednesday my freshman year, getting to know the team, being a part of the sports team. I was heavily involved with the sports team at first. And then I started working at University College because of my fraternity involvement, because I was recommended by our advisor to work there. You know, it's a combination of like the people and like your network. That's how I really like realized like, wow, like this place is amazing when you start getting into it.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that college is what you make it. You know, you have to be your own advocate and get out there and try different things. You know, that's what college life is about. Like, yes, you're learning your academics, but what other skills are you going to build outside of the classroom? So kudos to you for just putting yourself out there and getting involved. So yeah, you've told us about your involvement on campus. You know, you are a University College peer mentor. You're a part of Greek life. What other things are you doing? I don't know if you're still involved with WMSC, or tell us about everything.
Yeah. So right now I've been the president of my fraternity for the past 2 years now, and that's been an amazing experience. And I've been also a peer mentor at University College for the past 2 years. I also work at IT as a lab assistant. So if you're ever printing in a lab, I'm there. I got you. I'll give you everything you need printing wise. I'm also on the Greek life leadership team. So I plan all like the programming events for Greek life. And it just kind of, you know, I'm able to just come together and like realize I was a part of WMSC for quite some time, but then I wanted to focus on other things. I realized that I wanted to go into higher education and that I wanted to be a part of work in student affairs. Because as we've talked about, you know, majority of my college experience has been in student affairs. And I just like found love for it. I love working with students, like finding their passions. And I kind of want to help do that as well in like my future career. And I thought, you know, all my involvement that I'm doing right now has kind of helped prepare me to do that.
I think so as well, Ryan. I think you'll be a great asset to the field of higher education. You have so much experience, so much life to bring and to pour into new students who are coming into the universities. I definitely think you're on the right track. So looking ahead now, because again, you are graduating in May, what are your plans in terms of the job search and potential careers?
So right now, I'm going through the grad school process and I'm looking for assistantship and looking to just like get a position on a university campus while also study there as well. So hopefully that process goes well. And over the summer, I just want to like kind of like relax and enjoy graduation. And hopefully I envision myself having an assistantship at a university, working there for 2 years, and then getting involved in higher ed, whether it's with academic advising, student life, being, working with like student leadership. That's where I really see myself going over the next year or so. But I definitely want to enjoy the summer. I'm going on a cruise.
Which that's amazing. Anywhere nice?
Yeah, it's a 14-day cruise. It's Italy, Greece, and France.
Nice. Please pack me in your suitcase. I need to get away.
No, please. No, it's going to be awesome. I've never been on a cruise before, so hoping. So yeah, now that's kind of my ideal goals and plans.
That's amazing. You're going to love that cruise, by the way. So Ryan, you know, my last question for you today is, you know, knowing what you know now, so thinking about freshman year all the way up to, you know, your senior year, what advice would you give yourself as a freshman or even a sophomore?
I think definitely try things out like I did, but also limit yourself in what you're doing. Because I was in situations where I had to choose between certain organizations I wanted to be a part of or certain responsibilities I wanted to take on. And, you know, I do wish there was a part of me that said, let me prioritize these things so I'm not overbooking myself. And that's something that I wish I had that conversation with myself earlier, or because I felt like my experiences would have been even better if I did those things. So I would definitely say, like, definitely enjoy the ride, try things out, but also prioritize the things you want to prioritize.
Absolutely. Great advice, you know, for your younger self. Great advice for any, you know, college student right now. And also good advice for yourself coming out of college, something to think about as you move forward in your career. So Ryan, it has been fantastic. Thank you so much for being on this podcast today. You are an amazing young man, and we are looking forward to you being a positive force in the field of higher education and bringing all of your experience to our campus community. We hope something that was said today has inspired you, has intrigued you, has motivated you to be the best version of yourself and to be great because you are. Tune in next time for another great episode of I Do Declare. Thank you.